This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, look, show's been hijacked. We're going to get to your calls. And we have a lot of great sports to talk about. But I got busted. I provided a snack loadout drop to Evan and the guys. Rico wasn't here yesterday. And Rico figured out how it happened. I went to my favorite place on earth now.
I went to
Costco. I couldn't carry that box in the other day, so I just...
This is as big as my torso. Like, this is a massive
box.
It's
a variety pack. I know you won't eat it, because that's actually not terrible for you. But look, it just... I couldn't say no to it. Plus, Rico likes those things. Carry on.
Mike, all we're trying to say, it's a very slippery slope.
It's a wonderful place, and don't you dare take it away from me.
Before you know it... You're going to be buying 25 hoodies?
No.
Plants?
Yes.
You're going to be buying...
Or you could be like Stoney, and you could buy underwear that doesn't fit you.
Yeah, that's weird.
What an amazing moment yesterday.
I got the recap of that.
We're good.
We decided to go to AI, and I wanted to make a photo of you frustrated at Costco.
But I'm not. I'm happy at Costco.
I hit the wrong button, and I accidentally hit the script writing. So what I had entered was Mike Feleni buying way too much food at Costco. This is what we got out of it.
I don't like this at all.
Mike Feleni stands in the middle of the snack aisle, arms crossed, already frustrated. His cart is stacked to the brim. Four rotisserie chickens, a 72-pack of granola bars, a bag of frozen meatballs the size of a beanbag chair, and an industrial tub of peanut butter. Feleni, muttering to himself, who needs this many goldfish crackers? Who? This is obscene. But you know what? I bought it. You know why? Because this place is a psychological trap. This little old lady gave me a sample of pizza bagels, and suddenly I'm walking out of here with a case of them. A case, David! Cut to the produce section. Feleni grabs a 5-pound container of blueberries. Feleni, yeah, sure. I'll eat 300 blueberries before they rot. That's realistic. Let me guess. They're organic? Terrific. So I paid extra money for moldy fruit next week. Cut to parking lot. Loading groceries into his car. He slams the trunk closed, barely fitting the massive haul. Feleni, this is a disaster. What am I, feeding the Lions offensive line? I came in for toilet paper, and I'm leaving with enough food to survive a nuclear winter. This is a war zone, not a store. Feleni, and yet I'll be back next Saturday because I'm a sucker. And $1.50 hot dog combo, that's the best deal in America, bar none.
Boy, do people seem to like it. When I'm walking out of there, there's a lot of people at the picnic tables.
AI
they like
did
their
this
hot
in
dogs.
Like 20 seconds, Mike.
That's AI.
Yes.
That's scary. That's actually pretty accurate.
And I can see you sitting there with your arms crossed. Why am I buying this many granola bars? I already got them.
Because you wanted them.
No. It's, hey,
you did
the guys,
good ones.
And they'll have them. And when they need a snack, they'll be already here. I'm the greatest person. You know what? I love me.
That's it. Like I said, you know, you can talk about it like David at church or be about it. Me in the wilderness.
Mike's going to come in. I got a saddle. Why?
Just in case.
Great
Mike
deal.
Mike says, screw the wilderness. Here's your food.
Right.
They sell horses here?
Water into wine. Watch this. Thank you for that. Well, I hope you enjoy your snacks. By the way, you got to take that box over there.
Just so you know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I didn't know. I was like, where is everybody getting all of this stuff from?
Look on
David
your face.
Was all upset, like, oh man, I can't believe I bought something and this is here. And I was like,
wait, when did
you start raiding Evan's drawer? And he
time
was like,
out.
It's not Evan's drawer.
David, you didn't realize that the cornucopia of snacks existed 10 feet from you.
No, I did. I had a, a brain fart when I'm back there and I'm like, oh. I walk back and I said, oh, I messed up. I didn't need to buy this. This was here.
Because I couldn't understand why David was laughing. I was like, okay, what is so funny? And Evan just has a drawer. And then I walk around.
No, now he's got an entire cubicle full of snacks.
And I'm looking at the drawer. And then I look on the floor.
Well,
and
yeah.
I was like,
well, I learned from you. You said to take the crate boxes in the aisle and use them as your boxes. So I... Listen, ticket text, and I'll get a couple of calls, and then we'll get down to business. But yes. Guilty as charged, but you can't take it from me. I want to go tonight.
I just be careful.
I know.
And I'm sad tonight's that I told mission, you about the vacuum sealer.
Tonight's mission is singular. I have to go in, and I got to get something for barbecue.
Okay.
And then I'm walking out.
Oh, singular, huh? No, okay, no, David, good luck.
If that's the case, can you do this? Can you go in there and not grab a cart?
Yes.
Just go buy what you need.
I know.
No cart.
Yes, I can do that.
They're going to say, sir, you didn't grab a cart. I purposely didn't grab a cart. That's when I know you don't have a problem.
I can do it. Okay. I know I can do this. David, go ahead.
Step one, my name is Mike, and I have a Costco problem. That is Greg in Brighton.
This is all new to me, and it's fantastic.
I regularly feed my kids the snacks from Costco. It is amazing. Biggest dinner hit of the month, they say. Send him to the business center if he really wants the snacks.
No.
That is from Daryl.
Nope. These are for my guys. These are not my things.
Hey, Mike, next Costco trip, pick up some cookies, a pallet of bologna, and a gallon of cheese curds.
Listen.
Scott and Carlton.
Scotty, this was a tactical move. Evan was bemoaning there were no snacks. I said, you know, I haven't used the Costco membership for this type of activity yet.
Yeah.
And I went on a snack mission.
Snacks, yeah. Be careful. As the AI said, be careful with the fruit unless you plan on dropping it off to a soup kitchen. Because you will never eat all of that stuff before it goes bad.
I do like blueberries.
Yeah, you end up with 1,000 of them.
I do like them.
Okay, then
vacuum seal. I'll
freeze them.
All right, let's go.
Thank you for that, Evan. I can't stop laughing. That is from Ryan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then someone else says, the Costco addiction is real. We were forced to use Instacart because I can't go in his store anymore.
There's a lot. But...
Mike, I'm telling you, you can be like, Pookie, that Costco be calling me, man. Be calling.
Well, Ticket Text does say Costco is a gateway drug for Mike. Be careful, sir. Be careful.
Listen, I just, you know, I want to make a little barbecue. I might have to stop by tonight. That's all. But listen, indulge in the snacks. We've got more than a few.
Yes, we do.
Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's up?
Mike, I'm in your boat, man. It's me. I'm addicted. I got the Sam's Club. Wife gave me the card. I went in there one time to pick up a car battery for her. Car died, you know, cheap battery, whatever. Next thing I know, I'm looking in the meat section. I'm thinking about the weekend, what I'm smoking for the weekend. You know, I got the kids with me. We're like David, family of, you know, four small kids. We go in there. Everybody wants pizza. Next thing I know, I'm spending $10. Everybody's eating a piece of pizza, little icy drink. Then the ice cream's $1.50. It's like, how can I not buy this? Go to Dairy Queen. You're spending $30. Here it's $2.
Chris, it's all about value. You're a value conscious man. That's all.
You know, and then you got the dry rub section. Now I got, you know, this is beef. This is pork.
Yes.
I thought she called you guys. I thought you were speaking directly to me when I turned on the car leaving work. I'm like, she's calling the radio show.
No, listen, Chris.
She's like, you got to stop going. I said, and then, I mean, I'm Sam's Club. I don't know if Costco has this. The app is scan as you go. You don't even have to stand in this stupid circus line. You just walk in, you scan it with your camera, and you walk
Chris,
out.
Chris, don't tell him about that.
No, don't. Chris,
he
here's
ain't
the thing.
Ready for that.
You got to know this.
No, Chris.
Don't let him cut me off.
Chris, it's a gateway drug. If he goes to Sam's Club, he's never going back.
I think I'm better off getting in the line because then I have time to think about my choices. If I scan as I go, Chris, it's going to be a problem.
You scan as you go. You walk in. You walk out. And then it's like, I spent $150.
But it happens.
You know, we got a case of brats. We got a case of burgers. We got, you know, here's the brisket. And it's like, oh, man, I'm set for the weekend. You know, the week for hot dogs for the kids for dinner, and it's just like, man. And then you got to go home and face the wife. that's the downside.
Yeah, I
you
can't.
You went for a battery, Chris.
I know. She let me in. I didn't even know this. She's paying for early access. Apparently, you can pay extra and you get in an hour before everybody else. It's so bad.
You know what? Cut Chris off. Chris, he does not need to know this.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Gentlemen, enjoy the best of your days. I mean, the sun is out. Let's go.
You got it, Chris. That's right. Don't let anybody kill your dreams.
I can just see it now. You went for a battery.
It's going to be me tonight when I was supposed to just show up for a rack of ribs or a pork butt. I come home with a trombone and an elephant.
You know, and you know you're in trouble. Michael, whenever you get to full, Michael.
Oh, boy.
Well, they had a deal on tires. Michael. I had to get it.
I mean, look at these all seasons. You don't own a motorcycle. Don't worry. I'll figure it out.
But it's for you. This isn't for me. This trombone is for you. I get to play you songs.
These snacks were for you guys. Yeah, for me.
And then I had to get they were like a pallet of dog beds. So, you know, hey, guys, here you go.
See, I haven't encountered the dog section yet. That's a good thing, though. Because I don't know where it is, and I'm not going to go looking for it.
Oh, there'll be three kings.
Oh, they already are. Are you kidding me?
No, I know, but they really will be.
Please.
Three kings.
Every day I come home, there's a new variety of treat for the dogs, and I'm going, I mean, they live better than I do. What is this? I opened the thing this morning. I let them all out. They came in like they were on meth. I look in the thing. There's new treats in there, and I can smell the blueberry and peanut butter coming from the treats. I go, oh, I see. She cracked these open last night, so they were all too happy to go outside and make a deposit. One of them damn near banged his head right off the back door. He was so excited to get in.
Blueberries.
Right. They sounded like Stephen A. One of my dogs is actually Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on with the Knicks?
Blueberries. That's, dude, that's Rocky. That's exactly what, if he had a voice, it would be this. Yeah, this show, we're done. Right, this is going to be something today. You know, how about this? I can get more of the calls, but I want to mix in a sports topic with this.
Okay.
We were just talking extreme value. I want to go to the other side, the other end of the value spectrum with a report David read to me about Cooper Flagg. Have you read this? Just the amount of money Cooper Flagg made in 9 months at Duke is the opposite of Costco snack time. We'll get to this in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.